This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value.
Circumstances on the ground.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Do you agree that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russia disinformation?
Now you're asking about an ongoing investigation that I expect our folks to pursue aggressively, and I can't comment on that.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Okay, and you possess the laptop, right?
Again, I can't discuss that.
You can or you won't.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
They are concerned. They are confused. When you look at a map, which I have here somewhere.
I'm going to give you some direction. Give me the map, Scott. Give me the map, Scott!
Yeah, credit card rates have really spiked this year. That credit card debt has jumped about 13% for the second quarter. Jake, that is the highest yearly jump in about 20 years.
Here, I'll just put it on my credit card. I'm never going to pay it back anyway.
Because I have $30,000 in credit card debt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. If you didn't see this, Ron DeSantis has suspended a Democrat Florida prosecutor. Apparently he's a Soros. I don't know if they call him Soros funded. Some websites are. He's a Soros type prosecutor in Hillsborough. And that's Tampa. And he's been suspended for ignoring the law, for refusing to enforce recent measures on abortion and gender affirming mutilation surgery. And he's appointed a judge to take his place. And this is very interesting. And this is why DeSantis is really good. 844-500-4242. 781 reminds me that, it's not only the local TV anchors that are an existential threat to the nation's political establishment. People like Carrie Lake and this guy Mark Alford, the going to be the next congressman from central Missouri. It's also Heisman Trophy winners. You know, Herschel Walker. Do we need jocks running for office? Oh, Bill Bradley was okay, but Herschel, he was a Democrat, you know. He went to Princeton. Herschel Walker went to Georgia, so he's a Republican. So he must be bad. 844-500-4242. 203 says, come on, man, who hired Christopher Wray? Who kept Christopher Wray? Let's be intellectually honest about culpability for an assortment of Justice Department blunders, including Bill Barr. Hey, I've mentioned it a million times that it was, I think I mentioned it today, actually, that Christopher Wray was hired at the behest of Chris Christie. He had defended Chris Christie in the Bridgegate scandal in New Jersey when they shut down the George Washington Bridge. Remember that? And Christopher Wray was liked by Chris Christie. And apparently Mitch McConnell also signed off on him. And again, he's a snake. He's a snake in the grass. And I don't mean the Gadsden flag snake. He's just a snake. And it was a bad mistake. I mean, there's no question about it. I think if Trump got back in, he would never make the same mistake. There would be no Jeff Sessions. There would be no Bill Barrs. There would be no Christopher Wray's. He would come in, especially with the Justice Department. That's a really, really important department. But he made other bad. Mad Dog Mattis was a bad error. The guy at the State Department. I can't even remember his name now from ExxonMobil. He was bad. He made a lot of bad picks. He was trying to go along to get along, and that's a mistake with the deep state because you can't trust them. Tillotson. That's right. So anyway. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
So Brandon wants an electric vet. I'll give him an electric vet, an electric 1980 Chevette.
Apparently, they're not coming out until next year. But something tells me that Brandon will be in the memory wing of an assisted living facility by the time the electric vets hit the market.
Get him a Hot Wheels version.
What are the chances that Ben and Jerry's Chunky Monkey Pox is Brandon's newest favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, wow. There was a story in the Wall Street Journal. I didn't read it very carefully. Apparently, Ben and Jerry says that Unilever is ruining the brand. I think Ben and Jerry's has been doing that all by itself, hasn't it, with all of its woke policies? Monkey pox chunk. That would be...
Chunky monkey pox.
Chunky monkey pox. That's, I like that. Not that I'm going to buy any. I wasn't going to buy any chunky monkey anyway. But especially chunky monkey pox. There's a lot of flavors that Ben and Jerry's makes that I don't have too much interest in. The Chump Line is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one.
The government has just announced a monkeypox health emergency. We want you to be safe and informed. So if you need more information on monkeypox, just go to www.com.
And in order to fight off this next pandemic, the federal government will supervise the distribution of 500 million mail-in ballots, mainly in the blue states and in swing states.
Hey, Brittany Griner, look on the bright side. You got plenty of time to learn the Star Spangled Banner.
In Russian.
You see, Al Sharpton is appalled by what's going on with Brittany Griner. He says she's in a jail where most of the people can't talk English. That's what she said. We got that cut? Let's get that cut.
The left's trying to keep their socialist plans intact with this BS called the Inflation Reduction Act. Dream up something lame, give it a catchy name, and sell it to the sheeple as an actual fact.
Yeah, I don't think it's working, though. There's more new polls out today showing every demographic group in the U.S. Says we're in a recession, and they're blaming Brandon.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that all we're asking for with the Orange Line is 30 days to slow the commute. This will allow us to repair the tracks, affix new one-way stickers, and install more plexiglass. And to the folks in the bum community who are disappointed, please know that you're still allowed to urinate on the floor of the shuttle buses.
Did you notice today in the stories that even the Charlie Parker supporters are skeptical that they can get this problem, multiple problems, straightened out in a mere 30 days? And by the way, they want to have all the new Chinese cars, which don't seem to run too well on the red line, in service within 30 days. And where are all the chips going to come from? They don't seem to have enough chips for any or a lot of consumer products. But they're going to have chips for all these new trains on the Orange Line. I don't think so.
Apparently Jaguar has a new electric car that lights on fire all by itself. They also have a new car that drives into water all by itself. It's called the Kennedy.
Maybe they should change the name of the Orange Line to the Kennedy Line. That way people would feel better when they had to dive into the Mystic River to escape the fires.
Just because you've gone two consecutive quarters without food doesn't mean you're having a famine.
Oh, it's nice to hear from Brian Deese, another of the White House economic advisors with multiple degrees and minimal job experience.
Howie, If Dementia Joe wants one of those new electric vets, I think Hunter's got to double his take from 10 to 20% to the big guy.
Does the big guy even know how much he's getting now? It'd be pretty easy to beat him out of his share of the skim. 781 says, I miss Jerry Garcia. Greatest ice cream ever. Put a scoop of it on your head and your tongue would beat your brains out to get to it, but I won't give them a dime. I feel the exact same way, 781, about Ben and Jerry's ice cream. I didn't buy it all the time back in the day, but I bought it sometimes. If it was on sale, I wouldn't go near it today. I'm not going to support that nonsense that they're supporting.
Mr. President, what's your response to all the things people are saying about you? Everybody's talking at me. I don't understand a word they're saying. It all echoes in my mind.
He must really like this, though, this isolation, you know. So he's there all by himself, and he's quarantined, just him. And his TV dinners and his tapioca pudding and his remote control, they can go back and forth between TV Land and MeTV.
In recognition for standing up despite extreme, prolonged pressure, this year's Profiles in Courage Award goes to Jerry Nadler's chair!
I think Jerry's all done. I think that debate was the last straw. I mean, just the fact that he said that he impeached Bush twice. I mean, we're used to that with Biden and Kamala and Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of the gerontocracy. It's the fact that he couldn't stand up for the 90 minutes. I think voters remember that, even on the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second chump line of the day, you can always hear Chopped Chumps. That's our second chump line of the day, where we use the messages that we didn't use just now. It's the second chump line of the day, and you can get Chopped Chumps every weeknight around 7 o'clock Eastern, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The chump line was brought to you today by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one.
Hey, Brittany Griner, look on the bright side. You got plenty of time to learn the Star Spangled Banner.
In Russian.
I think she'll be out. Now the Russians are holding out for more players to be named later in the swap, even though they were always getting the better part of the deal. Cause you know, this guy that they're going to get released, he's much worse than Griner and the other guy, Paul Whelan, but they want more cause they're dealing with Brandon, so they might as well go for everything. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarrShow.com.
Slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Mm-hmm. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the United States still a first world nation?
No.
60% say no.
All right. We're sold out of Aviva Trattoria's restaurant gift certificates. They're great, but we are sold out. We still have some gift certificates left, some cheap bastard deals for Kane's appliances, and that's in Plymouth, Massachusetts. We have a $500 certificates for $250. That's a hell of a deal, especially with the no tax weekend coming up, I believe weekend after this one. So go to, if you want to get nice appliances, washer, dryer, anything, a stove, a big grill. They got everything at Kane's appliances in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. We also have Fun Spot Arcade, Gannon's Tavern, Maria's Ristorante. We got all kinds of stuff at two-for-one deals, cheap bastard deals. 844-500-4242. Now, Biden today, in his brief remarks, he was also talking about he called it ads on TV. It's basically congressional budget offices, the Senate Taxation Committee or the Joint Taxation Committee, saying that the so-called Inflation Reduction Act is going to raise taxes on just about everybody in the country. But this is what Brandon had to say about that. Cut 15.
Despite what some folks are saying, the Inflation Reduction Act makes sure that no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes, notwithstanding all these ads you see on television. But don't take my word for it. Nearly 130 economists, 7 Nobel laureates in economics, former Treasury secretaries, the Federal Reserve vice chair, former director of the Congressional Budget Office, wrote that this bill will, quote, fight inflation and lower costs for American families while setting the stage for a strong, stable, and broadly shared long-term economic growth, end of quote.
Remember when he said that 17 Nobel laureates in economics had said that there would be no inflation whatsoever from his first progressive pork bill?
17 Nobel laureates in
who later became 14 Nobel laureates.
And it reduces the deficit. And 14 Nobel laureates.
You know, we keep talking about inflation. What about deflation with these Nobel laureates? It's gone from 17 to 14. Today it's down to 7. Where have they gone? I don't go to the post office much anymore. I haven't seen any of their posters on the wall.
Anybody here seen my old friend, the Nobel laureate?
Can you tell me where he's gone? Did he go to Martha's Vineyard with Kamala Harris after she left Charlie Parker this afternoon? We got a special segment coming up. Everyone's been waiting for this one. The Magic 8 Ball. It's back. Do we have the Magic 8 Ball music? It's back. You have anything you want to ask the Magic 8 Ball? He's back in business. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. If you want to get $50 in Brandon bucks. We just used to call it $50, but you know, it's not worth as much, just like the number of Nobel laureates has gone down from 17 to 14 to 7. $50. Now it's $50 in Brandon bucks. But if you can still win the $50, all you have to do is go to HowieCarshow.com and enter your email address on our list, and as long as your email address is in our list, you are entered to win $50 both from my show and from Grace's show. It's time now to announce today's $50 winner of gas money. Can I have the... David from Holden, Maine, you have won $50 for gas in Brandon Bucks from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarshow.com with instructions. If you want to win $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. So if you got a question for the Magic 8 Ball, you know how it works. I'm holding it up now here for the social media. This Magic 8 Ball can answer any questions that you may have about anything. So give us a call at 844-500-4242.
If I had a magic wand.
No one has a crystal ball.
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have.
Howard Lawrence Carr has obtained the mystical Magic 8 Ball. Join us as the Magic 8 Ball gives us a glimpse into the future, near and far.
I don't have a turban, but I do have the Magic 8 Ball. 508 says, I want to ask the Magic 8 Ball, are we going from a recession to a depression? Reply hazy. Try again.
Who's in control of that 8 Ball, Joe Biden?
He doesn't have a magic wand. I have the Magic 8 Ball, not Joe Biden.
His replies are all hazy, too.
802, Magic 8 Ball, will Alzheimer's eventually be named Brandon's, who will then become a sympathetic figure? Well, isn't that part of what COVID is all about, him testing positive every day? He becomes a, will Alzheimer's be renamed? Don't count on it. All right. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, my question for the Magic 8 Ball is, did Gavin Newsom model himself after Dudley Do-Right? I thought the original political model of Dudley Do-Right, Limerick guy, was Mitt Romney. We used to call Mitt Romney Dudley Do-Right. But I think Gavin Newsom, he's a little too shady to be Dudley Do-Right, but I'll ask. Did Gavin Newsom model himself after Dudley Do-Right? Here we go. Outlook, good. I'm reading them off here. I'm not doing any cheat sheets here. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, listen, I got a question for the 8 Ball. Will common sense ever rule this country again?
Here it goes, Mike. Don't count on it.
I could have answered. Thank you very much.
I think Magic 8 Ball just really hit that one out of the park. And people say you can't trust the Magic 8 Ball. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to play a cut as we wait for some more calls here. I want to play a cut from Mary Daly. This is the... San Francisco Federal Reserve Board, and she was interviewed by Reuters, and some people are saying that her comments were taken out of context, but I don't think so. She makes $422,000 a year. I think that's more than Brandon makes. She's right up there with Fauci in terms of money. But anyway, this is what she had to say about inflation. The San Francisco Federal Reserve, Mary Daly, cut 11.
Who follows up with the question, where are you personally seeing the impact of inflation in your own daily life?
You know, I have to say that I live, you know, I don't like the pain of inflation anymore. I see prices rising, but I have enough that I can make substitutions, that I can do things. So I'm not immune to gas prices rising, food prices rising. I sometimes balk at the price of things, but I don't find myself in a space where I have to make trade-offs because I have enough. Many, many Americans have enough.
Oh, Magic 8 Ball, is Mary Daly the Marie Antoinette of the West Coast?
Who follows up with the question, where?
As I see it, yes, says the Magic 8 Ball. Scotia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scotia.
So, Joe Biden says he wants the basketball player released now, and I'd like to ask the Magic 8 Ball if he will be serving her full 9 years in Russia.
That's a good question, Scotia. It is doubtful. Thanks, Scotia. 844-500. There's no question the Magic 8 Ball cannot answer.
Unless it's not a yes or no question.
The Magic 8 Ball may very well be wrong, but there's no question it can't answer. Remember that. Rambo, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rambo.
Oh, I gotta ask the Magic 8 Ball. I got a question here. I know the Howie Carr Let's Go Brandon shirt. I was called the racist and had to take it off the other day.
It's yes.
Collecting signatures now. But now I'm going this Saturday, I'm going to go with the Betsy Ross shirt. So my question to Magic 8 Ball, will I be asked to turn the Betsy Ross shirt inside out while collecting signatures?
And before we get the answer from the Magic 8 Ball, did you hear what Ted Cruz, how he described the Betsy Ross flag that Obama and Biden were both sworn into office under the Betsy Ross flags?
That's what got me to ponder that question about Saturday's attire.
Well, that's your answer if you do have a problem. Okay, so the question is, will you get jammed up at outside the Big Y in Southampton this weekend for wearing the Betsy Ross shirt while you're getting signatures on the illegal alien driver's license? It is decidedly so, Rambo.
Maybe I'll get Let's Go gas prices cheap again.
That's what I'm wearing. Make gas cheap again. How can anyone dispute that, Rambo? That's what I'm wearing right now. Thank you. 844-542-4242. 617 translated Mary Daly's comments. I don't feel the effects of inflation because I'm bleeping rich. Exactly. Yes, that is the English language translation of what she said. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, I don't know if the Magic 8 Ball is going to get this one right. Will the 7 Nobel laureates on the economy that were disappeared, will they ever be seen again?
Or will they be like Charlie on the MTA? Will the missing Nobel laureates ever be seen again? Very doubtful. I think the Magic 8 Ball is on a roll here today. Thanks for the call, Paul. 844-500-4242. This is Hunter Biden here. Can I have my 8 Ball back? No, you can't. No, you can't. Then don't go to the mailbox either, Hunter. You may you don't want to see what's in there. You may get a letter from the Justice Department. You don't want one of those Target letters. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, this is one for the Canadian 8 Ball. I don't know if
yes.
It works that far north.
Oh, it does.
Here it is.
It does.
Justin Trudeau and his government have ordered the fertilizer production to be
yes.
cut by 30%.
I saw that, yes.
And I'm just wondering, does the 8 Ball know if that fertilizer cut is going to include all the BS coming out of his government?
Ooh, that's a good one. Will the fertilizer, 30% reduction in Canadian fertilizer include the bovine excrement coming out of Justin Trudeau's government? Better not tell you now, Peter. Sorry about
Thanks, Howie.
I have no control over this. I'd like to answer, but I only know what the magic eight ball tells me. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, I'd like to ask the magic eight ball, will our next governor be a Republican in Massachusetts?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. As I see it, yes.
Oh, thank God.
Do you agree, Mike?
I sure hope so.
They're down. Both of them are down in the polls right now. I hope the Magic 8-Ball is right on that one. Thanks for the call. We'll take some more calls for the Magic 8-Ball. We got one more segment with the Magic 8-Ball coming up. 844-500-4242. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again now with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $90. That's 2/3 off on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by ordering the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. I wore them on my little walk today when I woke up, and they're so comfortable indoors or outdoors, and they cost less than $50 under this special deal. Your feet are just waiting to meet my pillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever, so get your $90 off MyPillow's slippers today. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie, or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
802 says, here's a true litmus test. Dear Magic 8-Ball, will Brandon run for president in 2024? Carolyn Maloney answered that question for you the other night, okay, in that congressional debate in New York City. He's not... I'm not going to bother the Magic 8-Ball with silly questions like that. He's not running. All right. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Howie, I got a question for the Magic 8-Ball.
Yes.
Is my $8,000 check for Brandon in the mail?
My sources say no.
Oh, geez, what happened? You promised me that.
That's a heartbreaker, I know, Greg, but just have to get over it. 844-500-4242. Another question from 508. Am I ever going to win the $50 in Brandon Bucks in the Howie Carr Grace Curley gas giveaway? Cannot predict now. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I have a question for the Magic 8-Ball. Assuming Brandon can pull off the prisoner swap for Brittany Griner, do you think she'll continue to kneel for the national anthem?
Dennis, you may rely on it.
Yeah, why is that not a surprise?
The Magic 8-Ball. I mean, you know, people laugh at the Magic 8-Ball, but is that the right answer or not? Does anyone think she's going to have any gratitude if she's let go? Hell no. Hell no. 844-500-42. 802 says, Hunter and his friends believe in the magic eight ball, the eight ball that never runs out. That's their religion. Yeah, it's a different kind of eight ball, though. Different kind. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, my question is, will Cackles accept the deep state offer to step aside? Very doubtful. Very doubtful. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hi, Howie. My question for the Magic 8-Ball is, will the identities of the three mystery doctors that were on the panel to research a gain of function on the Wuhan virus ever be revealed?
My reply is no. Not even when Rand Paul subpoenas people and brings them in and threatens them and swears them in and reminds them that they could be charged with perjury or obstruction of justice, the Magic 8-Ball says no. Danny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Danny.
Howie, the orange line's going to be out 30 days. I want to ask the Magic 8-Ball, is it going to be mandatory when it reopens, but before it reopens, do we have to watch the Steve McQueen movie, The Great Escape?
It is decidedly so. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi. Will Howie Carr last through the year?
Will Howie Carr last through the year?
On his show.
What the hell kind of question? I'm just passing on questions to you, Magic 8-Ball. I know how silly they are. Most assuredly.
Thank you.
I hope that's the answer she was looking for. I didn't come here to be made sport of, after all. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, Magic 8-Ball, one simple question. Will they ever determine that Hunter Biden was monkeypox patient zero?
Outlook, not so good, Todd.
But it's maybe number two then. All right.
But it's an excellent question. 844-500-4242. We're out of time for the Magic 8-Ball. Good job, Magic 8-Ball. We'll be back. We're going to discuss the petition drive. The Republicans were in court today trying to get a restraining order, preliminary injunction against the harassment by the deep state Democrats. I'm Howie Carr.